Hey, howdy, hey, everyone, and welcome back to Rudy's Roundup. I am your host, Travis Rude, and this is episode 26. Now, this episode is going to be just, well, I like to think all of our episodes are fun, but this one is kind of a look into the future, if you will, as our upcoming trip gets closer and closer. That's what upcoming means. I just kind of want to plan out some of our stuff. And judging by the look on my special guest's face, I'm already knocking it out of the park with this show. I've decided to bring back for a third time. Well, I don't know if I decided to bring back as opposed to I really begged her and asked her to come back on, because the feedback I get when she's on here is very positive. Apparently, as I laid out in the other episode, our witty banter is amazing. We're going to talk about our upcoming trip, more specifically, our upcoming visit to Epcot's Food and Wine Festival. So come along and join us on episode 26 of Rudy's Roundup, an All Things Disney podcast. This episode, we'll be talking about some of the things we're looking forward to only when it comes to the Food and Wine Festival. As always, it'll probably go a little bit off the rails, and we'll kind of talk about other things we're looking forward to, such as my wife and I not taking the red eye. She's looking forward to that. I am not. So let's kind of dive right into this. Welcome back to the show, Beth. It doesn't matter how you're doing, because you don't like it when I ask you, because you live here and I do too. So welcome back to the show, Beth.
Thanks, Trav. And thank you for letting us know the definition of upcoming earlier.
You're welcome.
That was great. I figured, you know, you just assumed the audience didn't know what that meant. So you felt like you had to define that.
Okay. That's not necessarily true. don't listen to her, listeners. She's happy. She's excited about this trip. And the
I'm
way
so
I can
ready. I'm over it.
The way I can tell is I'll get it. Last week I got a text with her countdown on her phone. Just a screenshot. Just the countdown. Nothing like yay, just count. And I know what that means. I've known her long enough. I know what that means. Get here. That's basically what that
it's
means.
Just like the song says. It's a final countdown.
Even Stout was wondering what that noise was. Stout's our German Shepherd. She's here. Ranger's here with us. He's knocked out. But as we kind of already go off the rails, how excited are you about there not being a red eye for this trip? Like, there wasn't one. I would have booked it.
I'm glad I don't have to like take a 2-hour nap in order to get up and be awake and stay awake to make sure you don't crash us into a guardrail so we meet our fiery death. And also, you know, you're sitting at the airport, what, 2 hours early?
Yeah, we get there about 2 hours early.
And I feel like I got to sit there and stay wide awake there to make sure nobody steals our bags, because if I fall asleep, it's guaranteed you'll fall asleep.
I do love sleeping.
And I mean, I'm not going to have to babysit.
Yeah.
There's no babysitting.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to Disney, staying at a DVC resort because I'm a DVC member. But it just doesn't feel right.
Works for me.
Whatever.
Works
no red eye.
For
And that was only because there wasn't one. Not that it was sold out. Not that I'd missed tickets. There wasn't one. But
there just wasn't one, period?
There wasn't
at
one
all?
Available. Yeah. Yep.
That's weird. Was it booked or it was just wasn't one?
Yeah, not available.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. So
what's that about?
I guess it was. I talked to Dad a little bit and he said it was probably due to pilot shortage. Pilot shortage.
Okay.
And just the availability of pilots. But
Did you volunteer?
I could probably fly a plane. I did on PlayStation.
The PlayStation.
Yeah.
So you have qualifications.
Yeah.
You're aware.
Yeah.
And you've seen Top Gun.
And Top Gun Maverick.
Well.
Yeah. I don't really know what more there is.
Why aren't you calling them saying, hey, I got this. You need a pilot? I'll volunteer.
Can I get a hop? I think that's what they say in Top Gun. Like a hop is like a flight. Anyway, speaking of Top Gun.
I don't think that's right.
If you enjoy pop culture, if you enjoy just funny, more witty banter. You like how I enunciate witty banter?
You're going just all out on this one.
If you enjoy fun conversations about pop culture, I am very, very excited to announce that the This Won't Teach You Anything podcast is back. This podcast is ran by my brother, Andy, and he has released part three of their three-part episode on Top Gun Maverick with Jake Garrier, who is the co-host of the Cultured Dudes podcast, which, if you're listening to it, very, very funny. Also, very, very NSFW. So, not safe for work. Make sure you're listening to it in your AirPods, your headphones,
wait,
whatever.
I thought the S was for suitable.
No.
Not suitable for work.
Is it?
I thought that's what
it was. Or is it not safe?
What, is it dangerous?
I don't know. Could be.
I think suitable.
Well, let us know. I'm probably wrong when it comes to
or
things.
Or strictly, not strictly for work.
What? It's not
that. I think it's suitable.
Anyways, check out those two. Very happy that the This Won't Teach You Anything podcast is back. You can listen to it wherever you listen to your podcast. The same thing for Cultured Dudes, co-hosted by Jake, who's been a huge supporter of this podcast, and Justin. They are very, very funny. And sometimes even go actually into the music aside from the humor around it. But seriously, it's a great podcast. They are currently doing the Rolling Stones greatest 100 greatest albums of all time. That's what their podcast. Plus, it mix in a little bit of fun correction episodes, Five for Fridays, things like that. And my brother, he's going to be coming out with more and more content. So look forward to those. Anyways, back onto the podcast that matters, mine. We are going to be discussing the Food and Wine Festival now that we've talked about No Red Eyes, the sadness that that entails. The Food and Wine Festival is really top drawer for what my wife looks forward to in Disney. In fact, this last trip, she told me, and I believe she told you guys on the podcast, she said, we need to carve out a day for rides and a day for the Food and Wine Festival or the World Showcase. So when we go, when it's not food and wine, she wants to spend a day World Showcase, just shopping, looking and taking it all in, not worrying about rides, especially though during the Food and Wine Festival, which is her favorite time to go to Disney. Am I correct?
Yes. This is my favorite holiday type, I don't know, event, whatever you want to call it. It is my favorite. And the last time we went, we were in the World Showcase for like maybe 3 hours. And he's like, we got to get over to Guardians. And I was like, no, we don't.
But it's Guardians.
No, we don't. We're here. We're here for food and wine. Why am I riding a ride? I am here for this. Like, that's how you got me there. And then to say it's time, let's go check out Test Track.
Yes.
There's nothing over there to eat or drink. It's all over here.
Okay. First of all, well, I don't think it's bad this year. Brunchcot was over there, closed when we saw it. We aren't talking about that.
I hate Brunchcot.
Your favorite Joffrey's cart or Joffrey's stand is over there by Guardians.
My favorite Joffrey's stand is everywhere, and it is open all year round.
And I believe the Fry Basket is over there. So,
well, there. You didn't want to go over there for that. Okay. You wanted to ride a ride
or two.
So that's why we're doing rides one day. You can get all your rides in and then that won't take long. And then I'll just be right back over at the World Showcase for day two.
And then you can close your eyes on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that'll be great. Another waste of a ride.
Another post that I will put on the Facebook page.
Flip me upside down or I'm gonna fall out. You've seen it. Something.
Or you wrote on it two or three times.
Two or three. I don't know.
And all of them. The pictures are the same. Eyes closed.
I think I'm going to die.
Because this time might be the time that they've actually closed it down, installed a loop-de-loop, and goes upside down.
Maybe it matters what song you get.
That's right. The September, loop. They're like, all right, flip the switch for the loop.
It's flip September, that switch, hit Earth, the tracks, hit that track in. It's like Indiana Jones, where they hit that switch and a different track comes on, and then you die.
Good call.
See
good
how
time.
That works?
I do. The Food and Wine Festival has been a favorite of ours pretty much as long as I remember going with you. We always try to go back in September.
I would love to go in October. Isn't it in October as well? Didn't we do this in October one time? I want to say we did.
Did we run it from September into October?
I don't know. I just know that Florida's weather is awful. And, you know, I'm sorry if you're from Florida, but you have to know. You have to know that 100 degree weather every day for a month is not normal weather.
The hottest week
it's
of
like
the year.
Swimming. You're swimming.
Highest average temperature for a week, I believe somebody said, ever in Florida.
I don't know how those people live there. I really, really don't. Like, I don't get it. Like, when old people move down there, maybe it's different when you get older. Like, you're cold all the time. My mom was always cold when she got older. So maybe that would have been like her jam right there.
It could be.
She's like, oh, look, it's, you know, like on Seinfeld where they don't turn the air. They wouldn't turn the air on.
Mr. and Mrs. Seinfeld, the air. Oh, I forgot. Stella. But
put on a cardigan.
My grandfather, my grandpa Rudy, like I told you, lived in Texas. Never saw that man without a button-down shirt, without khaki pants or pants, not shorts, nothing. And this was in August when we would go see him.
He must have acclimated to the environment.
He was born.
Like, I'm sure if like that's your daily life, your body just gets acclimated and you're just like, you know what? This is it. This is who I am. I don't sweat, you know, or you're like, I don't know, but that's not me. I live in Indiana. I don't acclimate to anything.
For example, this coming week is going to be highs in the 70s most of the days. High 70s. I think there's 2 days this coming week of low 80s.
Today was crappy. I was not pleased with how chilly it was. Like, I almost put pants on. I mean, I was wearing shorts.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
I almost put sweatpants on.
Gosh. Okay, she works from home. She has no one to see. She's like, when the pandemic started and a lot of people working from home, you would see people with their like blouses or their suit.
If
they ever had that, but she's never done that. Nope. It's pajamas, it's sweats. So that's what she means. She was wearing like pajama shorts. She might have been.
These are not pajama shorts. These are just like sweat shorts, right?
There we go.
They're sweat shorts.
But
and
she
I
did
have
on
a T-shirt.
Shorts on.
So I had on shorts and I was like, it's chilly in here. And I almost put on like sweats or, you know, yoga pants. I'm not putting on jeans. There's no point in doing that. I'm not leaving the house. That's like fancy day wear. No, it's not
it
happening.
Is. It is. I, oh, Lord.
Not with, to work from home.
With her working from home, it's changed some things.
Instead, I just curled up in my blanket, my work blanket.
And she has, and well, speaking of cardigans, she has a couple Disney cardigans.
Oh my, I still haven't worn that Haunted Mansion one I had to have. I took it with us on vacation because I thought for sure we'd have some chilly beach nights. And I was like, I'll curl up in my Haunted Mansion cardigan. There was not a chilly beach night to be had.
Nope.
And I made that wrap too. I crocheted that wrap. Didn't use it one stinking time.
Yep. So, but she has, the other one's Tangled, right?
I have a Tangled one. And I have a Lady and the Tramp one.
And they're comfortable?
Yeah. The Tangled one is more lightweight. The Lady and the Tramp is kind of odd. It's like, it reminds me of old lady double knit pants. Like from the 80s. You know what I'm talking about? We had this neighbor when I was a kid and that's all she wore. And it didn't matter. It could be 500 degrees outside and Anne would have on double knit slacks.
Hey. Whatever works.
It was like I had a Barbie that my mom had made me clothes for, and they had double knit pants. She like sewed those for the Barbie. So whenever I would see Anne as a teenager, because that's when we moved over in that neighborhood, I always thought of those Barbie pants that my mom made for my Barbie.
All right. Well, whatever. I guess whatever floats your boat.
I wear
polos.
I mean, you do wear polos. But the Haunted Mansion one, it's not too thin and it's not too thick. Like it's the right, I don't know, just the right weight, I guess you would call it. and it's super soft and it's longer. Those other two are like waist.
Yep.
This is almost to my knees. And I bought it a size bigger because I was worried that it might shrink. It didn't. But that's okay.
And you love it.
I mean, I'll wrap up in it and I'll feel like I'm, you know, the star in my own little home movie. I was a star of a couple beach scenes, like sitting out.
You were when all the families were taking different pictures of whatever. Like,
I would go outside and sit outside and read and look off at the surf and the distance with my cup of coffee. I was like, I'm in my own movie, like my own. This is my biopic. And oh, she Lord. Looked off. I was the main character.
If I were you doing your own monologue?
I was actually. And then I was telling the girls about it and they thought it was funny. I was like, I was the main character. Like I'm sitting there and the wind's blowing through my hair and I've got my warm cup of coffee and she's looking off into the sunrise.
And like, you know, I had like a moment. Crunk. Oh, please don't tell me he's doing his own thing.
It was great. So I've decided after that, I was like, from now on, whenever I have a trip, I'm going to have a main character moment.
You should.
Going to. You just watch me.
Oh.
At this Mickey's Not So Scary.
Ah, yes.
I'm on it.
We are so excited to do this. Costumes are picked out. Won't tell you who. You'll have to look for pictures on social media. But we're very excited. Found out also my brother and his family. My sister-in-law somehow talked my brother into going. Those of you that know my brother, this is...
Are they dressing up? I thought they were going to
I think they
up,
are. Yeah. Yep. So very excited.
I mean, I'm gonna record my monologue. Everybody there is just, you know, doing their own thing and nobody pays any attention to anything you're doing anyways. But I'm going to, like, when you wander off, because you inevitably do, I'm going to pull out my phone and just start recording me walking through the park talking.
Put that, hey, I'll throw that on our YouTube channel.
And I'm going to be like, as she wandered through the crowd, observing the beautiful night, the lights, the themes, the decorations, she thought, I don't know, whatever I'm thinking of the moment.
That like, intro, I might put that on the intro of our comeback, the episode we review our trip. That was great. I've got to find that.
All Hallows Eve has finally arrived at the Magic Kingdom. She looked around, waiting for the Headless Horseman to make his appearance to lead the parade down Main Street. Where are the Sanderson sisters? Has she missed them? Max, is he dancing? She didn't know.
Lord. If I do wander off, chances are it's to go to Frontierland to find the cadaver dance.
You disappear all the time. Like, I never know where you went. And then I'm, like, looking around. Like, where'd he go? And then I'm like, this place is massive. If I can't find him, am I really going to care? Maybe not.
No, you can get in the room.
I mean, you miss all the good stuff.
I did not.
You missed
Coco.
Coco.
I did miss that when I was riding Tron. But
wait, that's not his name, is it?
Miguel.
You missed Miguel. Mm-hmm. He came over and danced.
Yes. Which I was kind of bummed about. But I was riding Tron. I probably much rather would have seen Miguel. We are finally going to talk about the 2023 Food and Wine Festival. Before the show, I went on online just to see, you know, where what would come up when I would put 2023 Food and Wine. Obviously, the first two are Disney related. The number three in the search that Doodle revealed is DFB's Food and Wine Guide. For those of you that have never listened or never watched or, you know, on YouTube, do yourselves a favor and check out Disney Food Blog. They are amazing when it comes to information, when it comes to disseminating the information in so many ways, when it comes to just helping out in so many different ways. AJ and the team over there at DFB are just amazing. I love watching their videos. It's presented in a very, very efficient way. But theirs came up. Then on YouTube, I put it in there. And of course, DFB was there. Of course, Paging Mr. Morrow was one of the front ones, which Beth and I did watch his day one Food and Wine Festival video. And he just has so much fun. Like, he has so much fun when he's out there at Disney World. And the sincerity, he posted, I think, four people. He just talked to four people that were dressed like him. Apparently there were many, many more that he said at the end of the video that he just couldn't get in or didn't record because he was just in awe and so happy that he wasn't recording, just talking to people. I've met him twice, and he's just like you see on the video. Very nice, very easy to talk to.
When did you meet him? I've never met him.
I met him with both times when Mike and I went.
Oh.
Yeah.
Meet you and Mike.
Yeah. So I have met him. I've met Molly. I've met Prince Charming. So, but his videos don't. Did you like the Mr. Morrow food and wine one?
Yeah. What we're doing is his excitement. There's probably a better word for all of it. Always cracks me up. Like, he's like living his best life every time he makes a video, and exactly. He's sharing it with everybody. Like, you can just tell he's really into it, really excited by it. I don't know how long he's been doing it, but he's not jaded by it at this point.
No.
You know, which is interesting because you see some people, you can hear it in their voices, or, you know, they just don't seem that into it. But everything he does, he gives the same amount of, I don't know.
I'd say passion.
Passion. Yeah. You know, he just is really, like, he's really there, and he really loves it. Like, he is fun to watch. And I love how excited he gets whenever anybody mentions his puppy, Gracie. That always cracks me up,
too. He loves Gracie. Mm-hmm. He absolutely loves Gracie.
And those kids that had the dog that were the Dalmatians, that was the cutest thing.
They had the dog tags.
Gracie.
Yes. that kind of stuff. And he is a prime example. I've said it many times on the show. Yes, Disney World is supposed to be magical. It's supposed to be amazing. But to make it truly magical, to make true memories, you get out of it what you put into it. You can make your own pixie dust. You can make your own magic on that trip. And he's the embodiment of it. Mm-hmm. Loving food, mm-hmm. trying new things. And then the sponsorship with Roosevelt's, those shirts mm-hmm. that he made. I mean, that goes to show you people mm-hmm. take notice of the positivity. He has a company sponsoring him, which makes amazing shirts. My brother has two already, I believe.
Does he really?
Yes. I believe he has the Star Wars and the Polly one.
Do you have one?
I do not. Well, technically, they're not polos.
It doesn't matter. It's a nice button down.
Will you get me one?
No. Get your own.
My birthday?
That's not in the Disney park now, is it?
How about you pay for it right now, and we order one, and it gets here in time?
How about you said you wanted me to wait till we went to Disney?
But they have a Steamboat Willie one.
Oh, they have a Steamboat Willie one.
Whatever. All right, so now we're finally going to talk. 22 minutes into the podcast, we are going to talk about the Food and Wine Festival. Like I was saying, we watched DFB, we watched Paige and Mr. Morrow. I watched Resort TV 1. I believe WDW4K posted one. I really like them because they go through and he just lets you, WDW4K just waltz and there's hardly any narration, anything. He just waltz through and lets you enjoy it.
You're watching vlogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Do you listen to any other podcasts about Walt Disney World?
What
do you listen to?
I listen to Keys to the Kingdom, Addicted to the Mouse, DVC fan. So I listen to those.
Okay. Always just curious.
Yes, definitely. Main Street Magic. There's a bunch of them out there. But
listen to true crime.
You do. You do. I've taken you to see one of your favorite podcasters.
Yes.
What I meant to get to by talking about DFB is, they were the first non-Disney related search that popped up in Google when I typed in 2023 Food and Wine. And if you go there, they have a complete list. It's very thorough. But the one that we love is the Food and Wine app for iPhone, Android.
Love that app. Who makes that?
I think it might be.
I don't think it's Disney. I don't know who. Whoever did this is a genius. I found this a few years ago, and I love this app. Of course, my number one favorite thing
is
a steak. Canada. We'll forever start in Canada, and anybody who says that's wrong is wrong.
They're just plain wrong.
Wrong.
So what I wanted to do on this episode is I wanted to talk about some of the things. It doesn't have to be any particular order or anything like that, unless there's one favorite or one big thing that you're looking forward to. You might have already said it with the filet at Canada. I'm always looking forward to that.
I always look forward to the filet in Canada, but I have it every time. I also always look forward to that orange slushy in France.
Yes. Now,
I love that
one. Is that, I don't believe that's a Food and Wine only, because didn't you get it just this April?
Oh, you can get it at any time.
The Grand Marnier orange slush.
Just like my crepes, you can get those at any time, but since I'm already there eating, I might as well fit those in too.
Yes, you have to. Vacation calories do not count, I've been told.
And neither does the money you spend on vacation. That is separate.
That's right. Those things don't exist.
Mm-mm. You deal with that when you get home.
So I wanted to pick out a couple things. I figure I'll go, you go. We'll go back and forth a couple times.
All right.
And for me, one of the first thing that sticks out that I've watched a couple of videos already on is at Brewing, which is presented by Beaker and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, Muppet Labs. It's the peanut butter and jelly sticky wings. Very excited about that. I saw it when a lot of people were posting videos about the pickle milkshake. I will not be trying that. But the peanut butter and jelly sticky wings, I definitely will be trying. I know they were there last year. I thought about trying them, but didn't get over to them. Very, very excited to try these. Just on this app, a couple great things about them. You can post photos. You can rate it. Right now, the peanut butter and jelly sticky wings have a rating of 3.3 on 85 votes out of 5. They run you $7.50. Then you can make your own notes in it. Mm-hmm. So for things like this, and I'm doing a podcast on, I can put notes in there. Loved it, didn't like it, thought it was this, blah, blah, blah. I'm not that big of a connoisseur. I'm not that in-depth, so I might just put yummy. So Brewing is before the World Showcase. To the left as you're coming into the World Showcase.
It's after Brunchcot that's never open for brunch. Exactly.
Yeah, brunch. How about late lunch? That's what we meant. So peanut butter and jelly sticky wings, one of my first things that caught my eye on the app and videos. What about you?
Pickle fries. Now, I like pickles. Who doesn't like pickles, right? But as I've gotten older, I'm like, pickles are really where it's at. Like, this is the best snack. It's not terrible. They're delicious. They're crunchy. It's a great flavor. These pickle fries, and I think the only, well, not the only reason, I mean, obviously I like pickles, but when we got the air fryer, right, one of the first things we made were air fried pickles, which is like the best invention. So in my mind, I'm like, pickle fries, oh, that's like the air fryer. When we do those pickles on the air fryer, it's probably not even close. But that's what it reminded me of. So I really do want to try those. And I've seen some people say that they're really good. So pickle fries with dill ranch. I am there for that one. That one really caught my eye. I'm excited for that one.
Okay. And
I've never had them before, so we'll see.
That's what I kind of want to focus on, stuff we haven't had before. The pickle fries will run you $5.50. Mm-hmm. They are getting a rating of 3.4 on 113 reviews. And on this app, it looks like they are the number 5 most tasted and the number 5 favorite of people that have reviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
My next one would be, I'll stick with you at the Fry Basket. That's the location that they're at. Mine are the adobo yucca fries with garlic cilantro aioli. Now, those of you that know me, you know that I have a very sophisticated palate. I like to broaden my horizons on a daily basis, trying new things. What?
Hot chip sandwich?
Exactly. Trying new things, new horizons. Those of you that have never heard the hot chip sandwich, let me go off the rails real quick. I, at work, where I work, I used to have a good coworker, nice guy, Jordan Owen. He is very nice guy. He would be my partner in taste testing. And he would also be my leftover guy. If I brought back some leftovers, he'd eat them. And he would be adventurous. And now my boss, Tiffany, she does the same thing. She doesn't try everything, but about 90% of the things, she's tried a hot chip sandwich.
Stop.
So the hot chip sandwich is, are you ready for this, folks? Get ready to go out and buy the ingredients. Hot chip sandwich is Uncle Ray's hot potato chips. All right. So it has to be Uncle Ray's. So if you're not fortunate enough to have those, too bad, so sad. You get two of those. That's the bun of the hot chip sandwich.
You did not do the air bunnies.
The air bunny. That. I cue you. The buns of the hot chip sandwich. The middle piece is made up of your choice of a fruity. The fruity being the fruit flavored Tootsie Rolls. The ones you can buy like a penny at the gas station. Now, my personal favorite is the cherry. So it's red, red, red. The hot chips are red because of the seasoning. And the fruity is red.
Because of red dye number 5.
No, I'm pretty sure it's fruit. let me tell you guys, taste sensation. Taste adventure. You guys would go on a taste journey and be amazed at the destination that you reach.
You really need to push for this to be part of Food and Wine, then. I mean, that's a great idea. You should, American Pavilion, definitely. It's a contender.
Disney, if you're listening, I could have been a contender. Hot chip sandwich.
Hot chip sandwich.
Disney, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, hot chip sandwiches 2024 Food and Wine. Anyways, the adobo yucca?
I think it's yucca.
Okay, fries with garlic, cilantro, aioli. Anyways, like I said, those, I'm very interested in that. For those of you that don't know me, aioli?
I don't even know what that is. I don't know what any of those are.
Those things are out of my normal pretext for food.
That's right, hot chip sandwich.
Is there chorizo?
Is there cane sugar? Red dye number 5?
Those are on there. Those are also at the Fry Basket. Those are $5.50 as well. And it's got 3.1 on 386 reviews. This is also gluten-friendly and plant-based. So a couple things about that, but I'm looking forward to it. Again, I've watched a couple videos, and the people that I've seen have really liked it. Back to you.
Back to me. Well, let's see. You know what? Let's hop on over to Italy. And they got a lemon ricotta cheesecake.
Gosh, no. Folks, this is what I get to look forward to. She has threatened, not promised. She has threatened we have reservations at Via Napoli for the first time ever. And we have reservations, and she has threatened to talk like this in Italy because she's just so excited to.
We want the pizza with the mozzarella.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Lord.
The gabagool.
Oh, my Lord. Stop it right now. I apologize. What do you got?
It's the lemon ricotta cheesecake. It's with vanilla cream and strawberry compote. However, there is no pitcher. It looks like it's $8, which, I mean, it's a dessert. Why wouldn't it be $8? And I've always seen like very generous helpings of all the food. Never once have I ever been like, that's it.
Yep.
You know, I've been to restaurants where I'm like, that's it. But I've never had that happen here. So, and I love cheesecake and I like lemon and I like strawberry. So I wish there was a picture of it. But if I remember, I can put a picture on
exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
That, you know, the app allows you to add a picture, but that I'm looking forward to. I mean, that was one. I have an entire list, but
that was on my list as well. That lemon ricotta cheesecake.
Oh, good. You're buying it.
We'll talk later. 3.7 review, 3.7 on 20 reviews.
Okay. You know what? I don't like, the 3 point whatever. Do you know why?
Do tell.
Because it annoys me. It's an average and I don't like averages.
Right, because you married above average.
No, What? Because it's like, it's not accurate. Like, give me, like Amazon does. You have like this many people gave it a 5-star rating, and this many people gave it a 4-star rating, and this many people gave it a 3, 2, 1, etc. But that's what I like. And don't tell me 3.7, because you know what? Half of you may not like lemon. So what do I care what you think of this?
So there you go.
You know, your opinion doesn't count.
Part of the app that we were looking from and picking from and looking at right now, part of the app lets you to put a wish for. So if you go into an item, you can down at the bottom, you can click wish for, and it'll save it into a wish list.
And you can filter by that too.
Yes. And you can go, what else is there? There's taste. So love. Ones you've tasted and favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that Canadian filet mignon.
That's a love. Has a favorite, whatever.
Love all over it in this app.
The big thing about that, they added mashed potatoes to the serving.
So excited about mashed potatoes.
So I'm very excited. I'm going to move over to a drink. I'm going to go back to brewing, and it's non-alcoholic. It is the Frozen Fusion, and it's $4.75. And it has 3.5 on 57 reviews. It's $4.75. Like I said, it is the Twinings pomegranate and raspberry herbal tea fused with orange ice cream molecules. Mm-hmm. Very excited about that. It even looks cool in there. So again, so now I can have my peanut butter and jelly sticky wings and my tea.
Molecules. What does that mean? Explain.
Well, if you... On the photo of it,
yeah.
I don't know if it's.
Is it boba?
I don't think so. I don't know if it's Pop Rocks. Boba. I don't know if it's
Pop Rocks. I they call it molecules.
I don't know. Here, I'm going to show you the picture. There you go.
What is that?
It
looks like candy. That's why you want it, isn't it?
No, because it's iced tea.
Don't lie.
I do love good iced tea.
You love a good candy.
I do love good candy.
You like bad candy too.
Hot chip sandwich.
Bazooka Joe.
Enough said. Oh, I love Bazooka with the cartoon.
It's got flavor for like 30 seconds.
You have like three cents for a cartoon.
You get like three chews and the flavor's gone.
That's all right. And then you just kind of...
And then it starts popping fillings out. It's not good.
Your next one.
Well, I will do a drink as well.
Oh, here we go.
And I have a few. Besides the ones that I already know, but these are like new ones I haven't tried yet. Now, I don't drink a lot of tequila because...
Anymore. Sorry.
We had a disagreement a long time ago. But there is a Trouble in Paradise margarita. I can't even say what's in here. And it just looks good and it sounds good. It looks like it says illegal mezcal, but that can't be right.
Wow, you. Which have you been drinking before this?
Which is what, it's like, I can't tell if that's two L's, two I's. I don't know what's happening here. What is that? Do you see it?
It does look like Yegal mezcal.
Is that a word? Yegal?
No, I don't know.
Are you going to Google it? Are you just going to let me hang out here and look like I can't read? You're going to let me look like I can't read.
Well, go ahead. Keep going. I'll look it
up. It's definitely capital I. And then that other one's got to be an L. So almost illegal, but only one L. But anyways, and then it's got some watermelon liqueur, rosé wine, lime juice, agave with a chili lime powder rim. Normally, this isn't something I would try, but I figure if I try it and I don't like it, I'll give it to you and you'll definitely drink it because you like everything on that list.
I do. I do. I will take a sip of it. Yegal. I was right. So Yegal Mezcal is a company. Yegal okay. is a company that makes mezcal. Okay. So there we go.
Okay. Yeah. And that's $12.50. So one of us is going to have to finish it.
$12.50 light, she said. 3.0. There you go. Three.
Everything is three. I don't like it.
On 32.
Let's get a 4 or 5.
All right.
I bet everything is rated 3.
That is Mexico, obviously. That is at the Mexico stand. And then I will take it back to, let's do something dessert-wise, shall we?
Okay. because my cheesecake didn't count.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Well, do whatever you want.
I'm going to, I've had it before, the apple strudel at Germany.
Oh, you can't, you just, there's just nothing bad in Germany. Everything there is delicious.
I try to not go with redone things. Obviously, Les Celiers, you know, the steak we talked about all day. But I got this because I love apples. I love anything with apples. The vanilla sauce on it is amazing. 3.0 out of 4 on 738 reviews. It's one of the most reviewed things that I've seen.
Then why is it only 3.0?
Well, there's only 4 stars, so it's like 3 out of 4.
They should, it should have hit 4 then. It's got, if it's the most reviewed, this is what I'm saying. Averages are dumb.
You just can't be happy, can you?
You know, apparently not, because that should be a flat out 4. Who's mathing this?
Well, there's out of 4, 3 no, out of 4.
There's math. The math is wrong.
Okay. So apparently everybody must like it 100%.
Absolutely.
Very, very, very good dessert. Went back for seconds when we took the kids to Biergarten. Went back for seconds. Got it last year at the Food and Wine Festival when we went last year. And I will get it again. It's $4.50. And of course, it's at the Germany spot. What else you got?
Oh, one of my favorite things in life, period. The stone-baked Moroccan bread.
You do love bread.
And it comes with several dips. Hummus. I'm going to butcher this word. Chermoula. Yep. And Zerg. It's not Zerg, but it could be. Dips. It comes with 3 dips. I love bread. Look at this bread. This bread just looks like, I mean, it's just like it's bread and somebody baked it and they kneaded it and they threw it on a stone and they cut it and it's going to be delicious. Even if I don't like the dips, I will eat that bread. I will eat that bread.
One of the highest rated.
Is it?
Yep. 3.5 out of 4. I believe we've had one that was 3.7 on 448 reviews. So again, something that's extremely popular. It is plant-based. It is over Tangerine Cafe over in Morocco.
And it's only $5.
Yeah.
And by the time I get there, I'm going to need that bread.
You will. You will. Yeah. Because you will have had one or two beverages.
And it's true.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to, again, something that might be a little out of my comfort zone. It's in Spain, and it's the paella with saffron rice, chorizo, and shrimp. All right. The shrimp I could do without.
Can it be on the side?
Yeah. Can you throw that on the side, please?
Can you give that to the person behind me?
Hey, you. Double shrimp for you, buddy. Double shrimp for you.
Just start flinging it at the crowd. Who went to shrimpy?
Like they do at hibachis. Yes. They throw people's let's go.
Hey.
3.0 on 402 reviews. Everything we've picked so far has had at least 3 out of 4. And it's 675 again over at the Spain Pavilion. Looking forward to this because I do like a good rice. I love chorizo. Mm-hmm. Chorizo can make or break a restaurant for me. Usually if there's a new Mexican restaurant that opens in town, whether it be fast food, whether it be sit down, I will go and the first thing I will try will be the chorizo, whether it's in tacos, whether it's chorizo and eggs, anything like that. And a couple things that I look for on that. So for chorizo, I do flour tortillas. And when I put that chorizo in the flour tortilla, I'll let it sit for a couple minutes. When I pick up that flour tortilla, if the bottom of it isn't dripping or red from the grease, then I know there's a good chance I may not like it. If it's not,
how can you eat that?
Growing up, when we would go see, I talked about my grandpa earlier, my grandma, who I used to think never slept.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being younger, I'd go to sleep, you know, 11, 12, we're on vacation. This is down in Luling, Texas, population less than 5,000. Very nice, small town. And my grandma would be up. She'd usually be watching TV in the kitchen or, you know, cleaning or, you know, doing something. So I'd go to bed about 11, 12, and I'd tell grandma good night. And I'd wake up in the morning, she'd already be up. And so I used to think when I was real young that she didn't sleep. I just thought that, yeah, okay, she doesn't need sleep. She's just always going. But anyways, when we would go, my aunt lived in Luling. My other aunt lived in Temple. And my other aunt lived in Corpus Christi or Laredo. And she would come. So my grandma's four daughters would be together. And my grandma would cook breakfast. And it was homemade flour tortillas. It was bacon. It was chorizo. It was eggs. It was a bunch of stuff. And one thing I remember, my grandma's tortillas were like pancake thickness. They were thick.
Really?
Yep. And I remember, you know, scooping chorizo in there. And there was, you know, when you tilt it, some of the grease would run out. And that, you know, that was just what I was used to. And then my mom would embarrass me in front of my grandpa, who used to love laughing at me because, Mom, if you're listening, well, you better be listening. It's your son's podcast. Do you remember, Mom, and not only would you do this at grandma's house, when we would go to City Market, she would take paper towel and she would dry the grease. And my grandpa, who, along with my dad, are two of the biggest influences in my life, both legends. My mom also just means so much to me, and I have so many great memories about this. But my grandpa would just look at me, and he'd say, "Boy, you ain't no Texas boy, are you?" "Yes, I am, Grandpa. Mom won't let me be." Or he would look at Mom when she was doing it, and my mom's name is Eva, and Grandpa would look at her, and he'd go, "Eva, what are you doing?" And she, "Daddy, I don't want him to eat so much grease." And my grandpa would just look at me and shake his head side to side. And I remember those things. And my grandma, you know, when it was time to clean up or whatever, every once in a while, she'd say, "Mijo, come here." And I'd go in the kitchen. And she would have had some that still had the grease.
She would have some greasy food
She would have, yep. "Do you want another, mijo? One that isn't,
one that has a grease.
One that is normal." I think she would say, "One that is normal?" "Yes, Grandma. Here you go, mijo." If your mom says anything, it's okay. Or, and my grandpa, you know, one of the other things, when he wasn't slapboxing me or making fun of me, my grandpa Rudy, just amazing. He would, if ever my mom was yelling at me because I was a kid getting in trouble, or I wanted to do something like, you know, maybe go play right after we got home from church, you know, and hadn't changed into my play clothes that we brought, or wanted to do something that she may not have liked, you know, play with my grandpa's pocket knife, you know, anything like that. She would say, "Trav," and every once in a while I would get Grandpa, I'd say, "Grandpa, Mom won't let me." And he'd go, "Eva," and he'd shake his hand and he'd go, "Eva, he's here. He's my boy now while he's down here." And she would get mad. Like, I'd hear it, like, you know, the next day, "Trav, don't get your grandpa involved." And I'd just smile because I knew grandpa for the majority would take my side, unless he caught me lipping off to her. And then I'd get smacked upside the head.
I really wish I could see your mom sponge the grease off your food. Like,
she did it for Andy too. So don't just think it was me.
Never heard her say anything about doing that for Andy.
Oh, well, we'll ask her.
I've never heard Andy even say that. I've heard this story about you before.
Yeah, it was Andy too. So just.
You're telling me you can't take the grease.
Stop it. I'm a man. So that's where the desire to try this, the rice, chorizo, the shrimp. Very excited to try that again. $6.75 in the Spain Pavilion. Now, after my humiliating, embarrassing story, it's back to you.
You know, I have it, Mark. I might chicken out at the last minute.
Uh-oh. Sounds adventurous.
Lump crab cake.
You did mention the crab cake.
Yeah, everybody I know eats seafood and they love it. I mean, I had lobster once because lobster looks like it's so good. You know, you see pictures of it, you hear commercials on the TV, and it's like, oh, this is going to be some warm, buttery good. Ugh. I took a bite of that, chewed twice, and spit that puppy right back out in the napkin. I was like, nope, not for me, and did not eat it. And have not tried, and I hated fish as a kid, period. My dad loved fish. Everybody likes fish. We were out at my sister's house this last weekend. She was like, oh, Beth, can you help me? She had this Ziploc baggie, and it had this stuff in it. And I said, what do you want me to do? She was like, just open another Ziploc baggie. This bag's leaking. And I was like, sure. And I'm like holding it open, and there's this like bag, and it's full of liquid, and there's like white strips in it. And I was like, what is that? And she was like, it's fish. And I was like, oh, and like the fish juice is spraying all over my hands. And I'm like, oh, sick. I probably washed my hands for 5 minutes in the hottest water you could get out there. Like, no. But everybody, and it looks good. The picture looks delicious. But just, you know, like this last trip we took, everybody's like, oh, fish this, fish that. And not the oysters. That's just.
Yep. Andy, dad, love it. Love fish.
I don't get it. So I might try it. I might chicken out because I just have never had good fish.
Yep.
And it smells.
The extent of my fish tasting goes back to, again, childhood. During Lent, fish sticks, Gordon's fish sticks, dipped in applesauce.
And is that real fish?
Well, it's about as real as Long John Silver's, which is about my other favorite fish place. If you batter something enough to where you can't tell if it's fish or chicken, I'm all for it. Then you pour some vinegar on it, boom, quality fish.
Tartar sauce is the best.
I tell my friend Mitch at work, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's salmon and swordfish combo at Long John Silver's.
My mom made the best salmon patties. I will say, my mom's salmon patties were the best, and I would eat those. And if, like, I could get her salmon patties tomorrow, I would eat them. Remember when I tried to make them that one time and opened the can of salmon? There was an eye looking at me, and I just started screaming.
Yeah, you weren't.
Had to throw that away.
Speaking of your mom, you know, just your mom. Very, very funny woman. You know, when she was sick, and you lived right across the way, and I was fortunate enough to work 2 days at Best Buy, very near, down the street from her place, from your guys' places, and she couldn't get food on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I would get a text periodically, and it would start with, "Hey Travis, have you had lunch yet?" No, ma'am. And I touched back, and I knew what this was, and it was no problem at all. Do you think you could get me a filet of fish from McDonald's? How'd that order go, honey?
Filet of fish, no tartar sauce. Ugh. And it was it that she couldn't get food. Now, mind you, she had food in her apartment. She had all kinds of food. We always made sure that, like, we were over there all the time.
Right, right.
She wanted this crappy food, fast food. That's what she craved. And she loved that filet of fish sandwich.
I can't tell you how many times.
Was doing it. That's the thing. You were getting her McDonald's. Philip would bring her McDonald's. Joseph and Brittany were taking her McDonald's. Jen would take her McDonald's. I would get her. Nobody had any clue that everybody else was doing this. Until we went to one of her doctor's visits, and they were like, why is your sodium so high?
But would it have stopped anybody? Like, is it stopping Pookie?
No, he would have done it anyways. he would have never told her no. And that's what he said. He said, I'm not going to tell her no. And I was like, well, I will. Because I took her to Dairy Queen once a week.
But yes, I remember that and French fries.
Oh, she loved the French fries. Yep. McDonald's does have good French fries.
Yes.
They really, if you can get them hot.
I would take her those. Mm-hmm. And and yeah, her eyes would light up, knocked on the door. Oh, thank you.
I'll never forget that time I got her filet of fish and they left the damn fish off and just gave me the bun. I was like, what is this? And I rarely will I go back if my order's wrong. That's just me. I'm like, whatever, we'll deal with it. But you didn't even give me the part of the sandwich. You gave me two buns. There was no fish. I had to go back. I was so irritated.
Yes. Just good times. I'm glad you're looking at trying something. You did. Was it 2 years ago you tried the duck?
Duck a l'orange.
Yep. And
because I was going to be fancy. Yep. We were in France.
It was gamey. Like everybody says.
It was gamey, but I'm wondering if I would like it without the l'orange. Maybe it was that weird sauce that was on there. I don't know. But I took a bite and I was like, nope, take another bite. And I was like, not me.
Yep.
Nope. And I had to toss it.
I like the fact that you want to try stuff. I am going to move back to something I may have had before. But I'm not sure. That's why I'm putting it on here. It's the teriyaki chicken bun.
Oh.
At Japan. And
something.
Yep. And I can't remember. It's steamed bun filled with chicken, vegetables, and teriyaki sauce. This one is $7.50. Again, in Japan, 3.2 out of 1,324 reviews. So it's, as of now, the most reviewed thing that we've come across. I'm looking forward to it. I love a good teriyaki chicken. I do love a good teriyaki chicken. So I'm looking very forward to it. It's like the cheeseburger pot at Satouli Canteen. You know, it's that bao bun. Very, very excited about this one. Again, can't remember if I've had it before. So maybe that's also why I'm excited. But definitely looking forward to this one. And what about you?
Well, you know I like Indian food, so I want to try the curry spice crispy cheese with mango curry ketchup in India, at the India booth, I should say.
All right, what about that? Like, what is bringing you to that?
I like cheese, and it's fried,
and it's spicy, like too.
And I like to dip things.
Curry, do you?
I have no idea what that is.
So spice?
Yeah.
Yep, a little spicy?
It's a little spicy.
Yep.
But then I figure I'll walk over to Spain and get my sangria flight.
That's something that is on
and
your list.
All, even it all out, right?
So the curry spice crispy cheese with mango curry ketchup is $5.25. Again, very good price, $5.25. It's the first one that's under three. It's 2.7 on 440 reviews.
Really?
Yes, and it is part of Emile's Fromage Montage, which is the little thing you can do that if you do all of them, you can get a book as you go in and you get a prize.
That's a lot of cheese to eat to get that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cheese.
Mr. Morrow did it, remember?
I know.
And he sat there and watched fireworks out of his plastic cup as the reward.
It looks good. But here's the thing. Depending on how hot it is, I may just not get anything but cold items, except for the steak. But that's a different story because some of this food is just so heavy. I can't do that.
It could be. Fried cheese is going to be heavy. Maybe that's an end of the night
pickles,
thing, you know?
Ugh. All of it. Yeah, that'll be rough. But the picture makes it just look delicious.
I am going to stay in Japan because they have another one that I'm really looking forward to.
I love Japan.
The beef Wagyu Don. It's $9.75. And it is traditional Japanese rice bowl with American Wagyu beef over steamed white rice.
Mm.
Yes, please.
You can't go wrong with that.
3.0 on only 33 reviews. I don't know why more people aren't trying it. $9.75. I mean, it's on the higher side of some of the food that's there, but I don't know why people aren't trying it.
So don't you think the averages thing? I'm right about that then? I mean, even you have to admit at this point, the averages don't seem right.
Oh, my Lord. You are not going to let this go. I get it. but definitely looking, because I want to try the Wagyu beef. I like rice. I like, whether it's fried rice, in this case, white rice. One of the other plates has saffron rice. Very excited to try that over in Japan.
I will be trying the Belgian waffle with the berry compote and whipped cream.
That's also on my list. The pictures look great. I believe we had it last time.
Probably.
And I don't mind. I will definitely have it again.
I don't either.
That definitely looks good to me. $5, 3.4 on 484 reviews. Again, a very, very high reviewed one. And why wouldn't it be? Berry compote. It's a Belgian waffle. It has whipped cream. Talk about something good to have on a hot day. Is a Belgian waffle with berry compote and whipped cream.
And also, I would like to have the berry mimosa to wash it down with if we happen to be by Shimmering Sips at the same time. I can't remember where those are located. I felt like they were close together.
Shimmering Sips, if I remember right, is right near Canada. Right when you come in.
Isn't there more than one, though?
There might have been.
I feel like they're spread out. Or am I thinking of, I don't know. I could be wrong, but that just sounds good because we did a mimosa flight.
We did, and they've changed it this year. Mm-hmm. They've removed the key lime.
Which was not good.
I was not a fan of it, and I do like a good mimosa.
You do.
What does that list that you have, does it tell you which three mimosas are in there?
It says mimosa flight. There's a picture. I could try and see what it says. It says tropical mimosa.
Yep.
Berry mimosa. Yep. Blood orange mimosa.
Yep. So it's the tropical mimosa, I believe, that is new this year.
Well, I'm not drinking a blood orange mimosa.
That one wasn't too bad.
I don't think I liked it.
It was all right, but key lime was definitely my least favorite of the three.
See, this is another thing. Like, this should be open first thing in the morning. Because it's mimosas,
yep.
Along with brunchcot.
Brunchcot will never let you down.
And I miss the donut box. That was, remember the donut box?
Oh, yeah.
Is that back?
No, I think that's a fry basket now.
That's disappointing because we had chocolate donut holes covered in chocolate syrup. And it was so good.
We sat down by test track, if I remember right.
And it was so hot and so gross outside. And I was like, I'm eating every one of these. And in my head, I'm like, this is probably a bad idea. You're probably going to make yourself sick. I didn't care.
Because it was so good. Yeah.
We'll find someplace cool to cool down. That's always my thought process.
I'm going to drink as well. I'm going to Canada at the Joffrey's in Canada for the frozen roseberry. Again, non-alcoholic. Oh. It's $6.49. It's only been reviewed 12 times, but it has a review rating of 3.7. A refreshing blend of frozen lemon and strawberry rosé syrup.
I have that marked as well, but with spirits added.
They do have they have a spirited version. I can't remember exactly what the spirit is.
I thought it was vodka.
It might be.
I don't know.
I will look it up while Beth tells you the next thing on her list that she's looking forward to.
Apparently, all I'm eating is dessert. Because I have also marked Hawaii for the passion fruit cheesecake with toasted macadamia nuts.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. For $4.75.
All right. So what about it? What obviously cheesecake?
Cheesecake. What else do you need to say about it? And it looks really good. Like I don't like a really thick crust on my cheesecake, so check out this picture. Like it's like all cheesecake filling with like a very thin bottom crust of whatever they're using. Graham cracker is what I would use, but I mean, I could be wrong about how they make that. But yeah, that looks absolutely delicious. I love a good cheesecake. Apparently, I'm going to be a golden girl when I get older.
the passion fruit cheesecake is $4.75. It's been reviewed 599 times, a 3.3 review on the app. It's over at the Hawaii stand. This one is one of the later to open stands. It opened August 15th, which is tomorrow. It'll be open through November 18th. So remember that too. If you're going, there's a couple stands that will open later. You know, some August 15th. I believe there's some in September that will open.
Wine and Wedge.
Yep.
I'll miss that.
Yep. I think that opens the 22nd.
Yeah, I was really excited about that, but we won't be there at that time.
Yep. So this one is gluten-friendly. It's also part of Emile's frozen or fromage montage. And again, good August 15th through November 18th. Bringing it back to my list, we'll just go through a couple more. For me, I'm actually looking forward to the refreshment port. For two things. One of them is the Boulevard Brewing Company Quirk Pineapple Orange Whip hard seltzer.
Mm.
And I sent a picture of this to my brother before we started recording this podcast, and I knew exactly what he would do, and he did it. He sent me back the gif of John Candy from Blues Brothers. If you remember in Blues Brothers, if you've seen it, they're watching the Blues Brothers perform. They're sitting at a table. All the cops are around. All the members of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join them at the Palace Hotel Ballroom at that time. And while they're waiting, he's sitting with two of the higher-ups of the cops, and he looks at him and goes, "Orange whip, orange whip, three orange whips," and he makes a little signal with his hand, and it's one of the classic parts of that movie, which there's so many, but that's why I did it. I sent it. He sent me back the gif of John Candy doing the orange whip sign, which I knew he would, and I definitely want to try this because I love pineapple, and it just sounds good. Not a big seltzer guy when it comes to hard seltzers, but it's got pineapple and orange whip. It's only been reviewed 7 times, 3.6, again, at the refreshment port, and it's 11.25.
Was that John Candy?
Yep.
And the Blues Brothers?
Yes. Not one of the Blues Brothers, but he was one of the guys chasing down the Blues Brothers.
Right.
The Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd, and John Belushi. Belushi. Yep. But that movie had so many people. James Brown, Cab Calloway, Aretha Franklin. So many people.
My next is something I cannot pronounce.
Go on.
It's a Brazilian cheese bread. Maybe you would like to attempt the pronunciation?
Yes.
Do you want to see my phone?
Yes, I do. It is the...
Can you read that? Is that far enough away for you or close enough for you?
All right, here we go, folks. It is the Pão de Queijo.
Is that right?
Q-U-E-I-J-O. I'm going to go
is
with
it Pão?
Yep. Pão de Queijo.
Well, it's Brazilian cheese bread.
All right.
And it looks delicious because, again, bread. But again, cheese. dig into South American cuisine and culture with the Land of the Palms finest fare.
$5 in Brazil. Again, like she said, it's cheese, it's bread. She loves both of those. And a couple things. It's gluten-friendly. It's on Emile's Fromage Montage. It is the number 5 most wished for, the number 4 most tasted, and the number 4 favorited on the app.
Are all my cheesecakes on Emile's blah, 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 blah?
Fromage Montage?
Yep.
I believe they were.
How? Am I going to end up with that thing?
No.
Oh.
Probably not. We'll have to look at it. This one has now been the most reviewed thing that we have called out so far. It's a 3.2 on 1,515 reviews or ratings. For me, I'm going to stick with the refreshment port. And this one, I wasn't going to get, but I believe it might have been, was it DFB? Or maybe it was somebody that was hanging out with Paging Mr. Morrow. At the refreshment port, it's a Florida Orange Groves Winery Sparkling Peach Wine.
Wow.
$11, 3.4 ratings on only 6 ratings. Very excited. It looks refreshing. Just by the picture, it looks refreshing.
Am I going to finish that one for you?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
So I know she's excited, but again, it's a peach wine. And again, on a hot day, which it's probably going to be, my guess, high 80s, low 90s. Why wouldn't you want a cold glass of peach wine?
Why wouldn't you just want wine?
Well, maybe you can pick one.
Maybe. You know.
Let me guess, bread?
The only things I have left. The potato and pea samosa.
There you go.
With the coriander lime cream. Now, I love samosa that we get here at home. I've never had it at Epcot, so maybe it'll be even better there. I don't know, but I do love samosa. It's one of my favorite things.
Are you going to try it with the cream, or are you going
to
coriander lime cream?
And if I hate it, I just won't use the cream.
There you go. It's $5.50, again, over in India. 186 ratings, and it's 3.2. So, again, very positively reviewed item. Mm-hmm. we're going to go just one or two more. We'll do one more of what we're looking forward to that we haven't tried, and then one that maybe we've tried already that we are dying to have again. Yeah, simple. Or something that we're kind of nervous about. If there's anything on your list, you mentioned the crab cake, but if there's anything on your list too that you're like, I kind of want to get a little bit adventurous. I do have one of those, but I'm going to wrap mine up with the dark. It's in the Alps, which, yes, Yodelay. It's in the Alps. It's the dark chocolate fondue with berries, pound cake, and meringue.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love that. Why wouldn't you love that? I love pound cake, chocolate, meringue.
And the picture just looks amazing.
Berries?
It's $5.50. It's been reviewed 38 times and is coming in at a 3.3. The picture on it looks amazing. Everything looks fresh. I have seen a video of people ordering it, and it looks just as fresh as a picture. They wanted to call out especially the freshness of the berries that were there. Definitely looking forward to that. One more from you before we get into...
Well, I'm going to wrap mine up with a dessert too then.
Go on.
So I've had it before. I think, I'm pretty sure, the freshly baked carrot cake with walnuts and cream cheese icing. I feel like we've got this once, or did we just talk about
it? We talked about it.
Oh, so we haven't had it.
Nope.
No, because normally we get the some kind of crazy funnel cake over there, yes, in America.
Which I was let down at the Flower and Garden one.
You were very let down. You weren't a fan. Look at how cute that dog is.
Aw, our dogs are just spending time with each other. Chewy and Scout are just, they're just here laying down. Ranger already went to bed, apparently. So the fresh baked carrot cake is from Flavors of America. And you've called this one out a couple of the past ones as something you'd like to do, and we just never have. It's only $4.50. It's one of the least expensive items that we've talked about. 711 reviews, 3.4 reviews on it.
Stop saying three. I can't take any more threes.
3.4.
Stop with the three. And yeah, you know what? Guess what's on there? Cream cheese. So is this part of
Emile's?
No, it's
not part of Emile's fromage montage.
You just like saying fromage montage.
Emile. All right. To kind of bring it home, to wrap it up, as again, we've talked about the Food and Wine Festival and a bunch of different things, memory lane for some of us. The one thing that I am looking kind of adventurous for me, it's back at Brew Ring, so that would make three things at Brew Wing that I would try. These are the unnecessarily spicy yet extremely tasty Scotch Bonnet pepper curry wings.
Are you gonna get a beer there?
Maybe.
Are you gonna see if they have a glass of milk?
No, that'll have where the tea is. That's where that tea.
Oh, so you're gonna be busy in there. Are we gonna divide and conquer? Like you do your brewing, and then I'll go over to, because I think I have like three things in India.
I think so.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of makes me nervous about this one is that it's topped with cool cucumber yogurt.
Ew. What?
Yeah, so the whole menu item is called the unnecessarily spicy yet extremely tasty Scotch Bonnet pepper curry wings with cool cucumber yogurt.
So maybe you need that cucumber yogurt on there to cool it off.
Because Scotch Bonnet peppers are, yeah. Yep, they are $7.50. Now, this one is another one that's under three. It's been reviewed 44 times, and it's only got 2.7 as far as the ratings. But remember, this one's put on by Muppet Labs, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew with Beaker, and so it's meant to be fun, hence the pickle milkshake, things like that. So that's one that I'm kind of looking forward to. I love wings, but yeah, the Scotch Bonnet pepper and the cool cucumber yogurt, I'm kind of leery about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you? That. So if you had one that might be a little bit adventurous, like I said, you already mentioned the crab cake.
Really top of mind. And why does it feel like this? Like when I open this and I look at that, it's like looming there, the crab cake. I'm like, why did I say that?
Well, because you said
I'm not like tied down to it. Like nobody's going to force me to have it. It's not like I have to eat it, but like, I'm like, that's looming over me. Yeah. I mean,
it's going out there.
Like, I was very adventurous when I tried that fancy duck.
You were
very adventurous then.
And it didn't pay off.
It did not pay off.
But maybe
like, I'm
this
trying
will.
To think of a time when I was adventurous food wise where it did pay off. And it doesn't. I already told my lobster story.
That's a good question. Now you're making me think of something where I'm like, yeah.
I don't think it ever has.
For me, it was Sonny's chutney.
Oh, well, that's delicious. Yes. That's like the best salsa. Yeah, no, that's delicious. I knew that would be good.
For me, I mean, that was for me because that was not.
So if I get this crab cake, are you going to take a bite too?
And we're moving along to.
To what we're looking forward to the most.
I would. Maybe I'll try it.
Just a tiny bite. You tried the duck.
Yes, I did.
It was bad.
It was not good. So it was something that I want to look at and try. Maybe I will try it. I might try it. We had Scout, who is dying to continue to be on the show, but now she's being forced to exit. My son being good enough to get her out one last time as we wrap up recording. So crab cake is going to be your most adventurous thing that you have on your list.
If I do it, I may not. I might just stick to desserts only. Maybe this is just going to be a dessert only. Like, I'll get the steak. And then everything else is just desserts and drinks all day long.
Okay. Well, if I'm trying your the crab cake, if I do.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want you to try, which I think you'll probably like, is over there at Flavors from Fire, which we normally don't go to. We haven't been there.
I'm not eating spam.
But that's not spam. That's Hawaii.
Okay.
This is the chimichurri marinated skirt steak taco with crushed avocado, grilled corn salsa. We do like good corn salsa. Pickled red onions. We like red onions. Queso fresco and cilantro lime cream.
What's chimichurri mean?
Okay. We'll look it up.
I'll take a bite of it. Yeah. Is it on a corn?
It's on a corn tortilla.
Well, I won't eat that part because I don't like corn tortillas.
You just, yeah, take a fork.
But I'll take a small bite of that.
It's $6.50. It's been reviewed 85 times and has a 2.9 rating on it.
Which means it's probably terrible.
So that is some of the things we're looking forward to. Obviously, our list is a lot bigger, but we've talked about it. We've had some fun.
Mine isn't really that much bigger than what I said.
Really? So you named it? I just kept going.
These are the things I'm interested in, and I'm getting a couple of the things that I absolutely love. But my list, I mean, there was probably one thing I didn't say.
Really?
And there's probably no guarantee I would get everything, because let's be honest, I'm not going to eat all that fried cheese.
Right.
It'll make me sick to my stomach.
I think I had 8 more things on mine. A lot of them were different. Yes, like beverages to try.
Oh, well, beverages. I already know what beverages I'm getting.
And the other thing for me is whenever we're watching some of these food and wine reviews, whenever we're watching those, if somebody says something, you know, oh, this, and then they get it, and I'm like, wow, that does look good. I'll go in there and I'll edit. But like you know, I'm not going to get everything on this.
Goodness, no.
It's
unless somebody wants to sponsor it.
Hey, if you're out there listening and you want to sponsor Rudy's Roundup, we would love to have any sponsorship discussions and to kind of continue to get us out there when it comes to more and more listeners. But I want to close it out with the thing we're looking forward to the most, which I'm pretty sure, judging by how this episode has gone, Beth and I both have the same answer. Especially since it's been added onto this year. So I will let you do the honors. What is the one that you're looking forward to the most?
The troll horn from Norway.
Well, you're not looking forward to it. I knew you were going to do something like that. You're not looking for
the filet from Canada.
Yes, the filet from Canada. We tried at our first food and wine festival.
Yes, yes.
And you can go back, you can listen to the episode where we talked about some of our favorite things that we've had in Disney. Mm-hmm. This was amazing.
Really top drawer.
Top shelf. Top shelf at the Bureau. It was one of those things that what really put it in our mind was when Beth, we sat down, or we stood at a trash can, and she took her plastic fork and cut right through it to take a piece.
And
not
I
a
made,
knife.
I made, because I'm a smart aleck, the smart aleck comment of, oh, this is great. How am I going to eat this? Just rip it apart? Because, you know,
we're not used to that kind of stuff.
No. Most of our steak is you need a steak knife.
Yes. And yeah. And she's like, well, I guess I'll just cut it with my plastic fork.
And it like right through. Butter. It melted like butter.
And so the whole menu item is the Canadian filet mignon with Boursin black truffle and sea salt mashed potatoes and Boursin black truffle and sea salt whipped butter. That butter.
Who's Boursin?
It's some company. We need to, maybe we need to find out.
We need to just like, I've heard that like if you reach out to companies that have products that you like, they'll send you a coupon. So coupons. Maybe we can get a coupon.
I love the coupons. So a couple things about the filet to show that we are not crazy as far as much as we talk about it. It's $9.75. It's in the Canada Pavilion. But on this app, it's gluten friendly. It is the number 3 most tasted.
It's so good.
The number 2 favorited on the app.
So good.
It is the number 1 most wished for item. And also the number 1 highest rated, coming in at a 3.6, which we've had 3.7s, but they didn't have enough reviews. 3.6 ratings on 2,449 ratings on this.
So last year, was it last year they didn't have it and we were disappointed? And I said, can we just make a reservation?
It and probably was. And you would do that to tempt me. You were a jerk like that. Last year we were going, she'd text me, you know, if we were somewhere, or she'd pull up her phone. Hey, Trav, look, Le Cellier has an opening. Just opened. It's half hour from now. Like, hey, they got a reservation for dinner.
If you said every time we went there that we were going to eat at Le Cellier, I'd be like, okay.
And I don't mind doing that. No. Once we knock out, you know, my goal is every time we go to try somewhere different in the World Showcase to sit down. And we're getting close. We've almost.
How many do we have left?
This one, we're knocking out Morocco and Italy. I believe we've got Norway left. Let's see.
We did China and Japan.
Yep, we got it. Well, we've done Mexico.
England.
England. Yep. So I think we might just be down to Norway and England and America, which means Regal Eagle Smokehouse, baby.
I mean, I'm surprised we haven't eaten there to begin with because you like barbecue.
I love barbecue. Not this time because I don't know how I'll ever financially recover unless with the help of sponsors. We've got, I think, 5 meals planned.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, you know, mom and dad picked one. We picked one. Andy and Colleen
picked
one.
Are we going to Skipper Canteen?
No.
Oh.
Nope, we are going to those 3 that we picked out, the family picked out, and then we've got Spice Road Table, and I think there's one more.
Are you keeping Ogus?
I might. I got time. But like I was saying earlier, they added the black truffle and sea salt mashed potatoes this year, and the picture just looked amazing. I mean, this was the best steak I've ever had. Now I haven't been to Yachtsman. I haven't been to Shula's or anything, but, you know, we have up here, there's a locally owned one that up until we had this one, was the best steak we had. It was at a place called Baker Street.
Oh, so good.
And it was such a good steak. But then we tried this one and it was, you know, our favorite by a lot, not saying anything against Baker Street, but it was just not on the same level as this one, both fillets. Then we also had the filet at Gito's.
Oh, that was so good,
the
too.
The oak grilled filet.
But I like the one.
In Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And Le Cellier. And I think some of it's that truffle butter.
I think so. The accoutrement, if you will.
A fine accoutrement.
That kind of goes into, you know, some of the things that we love, some of the things that we're looking forward to. And that's what goes into making a trip special is when are you taking it? What's going on? We talked about the fact that we'll be again at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and that Beth will go back to dressing up. Last year she couldn't because of what possibly was going to be rain and her blue makeup that she was going to wear would not have done well. So we will reveal our costumes and everything when I post the pictures. during the not so scary Halloween party. So just keep wondering, keep thinking, and you'll see what they are. The last couple podcasts have been getting good listeners, good reviews, a lot of good feedback for me. I want to take the time to thank my wife, Beth, for being on the podcast. Honey, thank you. I appreciate it. You're awesome. People love you on the podcast. And I'm thinking the more and more we do those, you might become pretty much a permanent fixture on these unless I have a special guest, more special than you.
Are you going to start paying me? Because I'd really like to retire from my current career.
I mean, if you can get your business to sponsor us.
I don't see that happening.
But, you know, their name's on a lot of things in this town. So who knows?
I don't see them doing that.
All righty then. But thank you. You're awesome. Any parting words that you're looking forward to or anything that you want to say to the listeners?
No.
That I'm awesome?
No.
Huh. All right. Well,
it's not, no.
That's hurtful. Mm. Well, I guess you will not be getting filet like you can buy your own. But no, thank you. You're awesome. I appreciate you being on the show yet again. And I know the people that listen do as well. And to those of you out there, the people that are listening, I appreciate, as always, that you guys tune in. We were gone for a while, you know, and my goal has been to do two a month because it's something that I can maintain. It's something that I can take the time to edit, that I can take the time to promote, and that I can put out there because it does take some work. Anybody that's ever done anything like this does realize it. But obviously families, you know, come into play, activities, work, those kind of things. You know, our dogs, you know, they require our attention, and it is something that time gets away, just like with everybody. But as always, I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. It really is a dream come true to know when I review the stats and downloads and listeners and things like that, to know that people from all over the country and sometimes different countries are listening to this podcast and just listening to me, sometimes by myself, talk about Disney, other times with special guests, like this time with my wife and I just laughing and talking favorite memories that bring up and spawn other memories of my grandfather, my mom and dad, Beth's mom, those memories, things that you know, may not have anything to Disney, but you know, something triggers those. I can't tell you how much it means to me. And so I won't. I want to make sure you guys know to do your part, if you could, like, share, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, review it, give it a rating. Ideally, we'd love to be a five, but the more people that rate this, the more people that the algorithm triggers for this to go out to, I'd love to continue to have, you know, multiple listeners from all over the place. And you guys can do your part to help me. I got my first piece of merchandise for my birthday from one of my listeners. Mo, you're awesome. Thank you. It's a ball cap. I'll post a picture of the ball cap on the social media that I have. And I've ordered a polo because I love polos. I'm looking forward to that. Again, the YouTube channel is a work in progress. And also with the help of another podcaster, I'm looking at developing a website for Rudy's Roundup. But again, it couldn't be done without you guys, without your support, without your interactions through email or messages, things like that. And to do those kind of things, you can find us on Facebook. We're at Rudy's Roundup on All Things Disney Podcast. Twitter, we're at Rudy's Roundup. Instagram, we're at Rudy's Roundup. You can email us at rudysroundup@gmail.com. I'm always open for show ideas, topics, things like that you want discussed. Very, very excited to go to Food and Wine Festival to talk about it when we come back. It's just an awesome experience to be in front of you guys, to know that you're listening. We're going to be talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We watched that as a family. My daughter wants to be on the podcast again talking about it. So I've got some things in the works. I want to also do kind of like a news update with all the things that are out there, both good and bad, and give you my points of view on them. So there's a lot of topics. Most of the topics bring themselves about, and so I will definitely be doing that. But again, thank you all. You've been listening to episode 26 of Rudy's Roundup, an All Things Disney podcast. We'll see you real soon.